Good evening, and we will go ahead and start the July Newburgh Traffic Safety Commission meeting and do a roll call. All right, and if you'll join me for a pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I'd like to welcome members of the Planning Commission who came to kind of have input on the transportation system plan and also hear the ODOT update on the bypass. So thank you for coming. And then also we have guests from ODOT that we'll be introducing momentarily. So first thing we'll do is, if there any public comment from the floor? Seeing none, we will move on. So we'll move on to the consent calendar. And first item on the consent calendar is to review and approve of minutes from the April 14th, 2014 meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Motion to approve.
I move.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. And then item number two is a review of the general traffic order from the Traffic Safety Commission to allow for temporary street closures for Tunes for Tuesday events on specific dates in July and August of 2014. Are there any objections to the Tunes on Tuesday street closures? It's the last page of your packet. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, done with that. So I will go ahead and turn it over to Jason to introduce ODOT, and we will go over the bypass first. Jason?
So there was a request one or two meetings ago to have ODOT come by and give an update on the bypass construction and any other relevant projects that ODOT's working on in and around the city of Newburgh. And so we've talked a little bit back and forth, and I'm just going to kind of hand it over to those guys and let them kind of take it, and we can have discussion if necessary, and hand it over to you guys. Thank you.
My name's Tim Potter. I'm the area manager for ODOT. Manage new project development in Marion, Polk, and Yamhill counties. And with me is...
I'm Kelly Amador. I'm the project leader for the Newburgh-Dundee Bypass.
And I guess we want to, twofold, we want to kind of cover the projects that are in the immediate vicinity and kind of what's going to happen this summer. And then I'll do a little bit of that, and then Kelly will let you know where we're at with the various steps through the bypass project. The primary big project that's going, and it actually has started, you may have felt some effect of it this last weekend, is the paving project on 99W that'll go from Oregon 240, which is just, I think that's Main Street. I'm not sure what street it is.
Main Street.
I think it's Main Street. But from there, and it goes all the way to McDougal Junction, although it will skip the town of Dundee this summer. This last weekend, the railroad upgraded their protection for their rail around the road there. And that was a shutdown that occurred from Friday night through Saturday night. I'd like to thank Chief Casey and his staff for the assistance in helping with the traffic control while we did that. It was by far the quickest way to do it, was to shut down two lanes at a time and just get in and get it done. But we were frankly a little bit nervous if something would have gone wrong, and it would have gone for longer than we planned. It could have been more of a problem than it was. But I thank everybody for their patience, and we did get through it and went really like clockwork. That project will be ramping up to start the paving on, and it'll be mostly night work through probably the first part of September. And they'll be paving, like I say, all of 99, with the exception of kind of within the city limits of Dundee. Dundee has a project to do some upgrades to their sidewalks and install some ADA ramps and some downtown lighting. Some of that will start later in the summer for them and go into the early next year. And then when they finish that part of the project, we will pave through their town as part of kind of the wrap-up of that project. And I think other than that, I'm going to turn it over to Kelly to talk about what's going on with the bypass.
I don't know if this is the project that Tim was just talking about. I don't know if you guys received a flyer or not, but I do have one. If you guys would like one, I can leave it with you so you have it for information.
That was the project, yes.
Yeah. So the bypass project, we have finished our first round of construction. It's been a little over a year since we started out there. They've done a lot of the what I call the prep work or the pre-work for the next contracts that are coming in. We've had bridge fills that they've put out there. There's one of the smaller bridges that they've built in Dundee. Very large fills that you'll see if you go off of 99 onto Parks for our upcoming bridge that's coming. And then also on the Newburgh end, there's off of 219. There's a large culvert and part of the roadbed that we've started to work on. So that contractor has a little bit of work left to do, but they'll be finishing that up. Our next contractor for what we call the Dundee end will be getting started probably in the next couple weeks. Hamilton Construction is the company that was selected to do the work. They have a pre-construction meeting this Friday, so we don't have a schedule from them yet, but we'll know in a day or two exactly when they get started. But I would expect in a couple weeks we'll start seeing work on that into town. The E contract, which is the Newburgh, about the mid half to this end, it's going out for advertisement this Thursday, and it's a 5-week ad. The bid opens August 21st, so we'll be anxious to see who our next contractor is. They probably will not start work on that end of it till August, September, I'd say, probably first part of October, around there by the time
right. All
their paperwork's in and cross the I's, dot, you know, or cross the T's, dot the I's and kind of thing, get all that in. So, but they'll be out there starting. And both ends, within the whole project, there are 10 bridges that we're building between Dundee and here. There's several water quality facilities that we're building, a couple larger facilities to accommodate all the runoff and water that we have to capture for the new surface that we're putting in. Doing sound walls. We have a sound wall that'll be going up on one of the larger bridges here in Newburgh. And then we'll be also doing some aesthetic features on the big bridge that'll be crossing 99 in Dundee. The kind of last piece of the project is then the connecting piece. So from 99 down Springbrook to the bypass. That one bids in September of 15. We're in the design process with that one now, but won't go out to bid until a little over a year from now to finish up that portion of the project. So,
there, as I came into town, I live in Kaiser, so I came up from the south, and came in on Winooski and past 11th, and there's a lot of excavation going on down there now. That's all to relocate the utilities that have to kind of move out of the way. So there's large gas lines that feed the newsprint plant, and there are also some water and sewer facilities that are City of Newburgh that are going to be relocated down 11th Street. Mm-hmm. So there's been quite a bit of construction down there, and that's what that stuff's all about. And you may have known that, but I just thought it's not really our project, but it's certainly a result of our project, and we've been working with both city and all the utilities about how to get that done. Are there any questions?
So when is the actual hope bid completion date?
The end of the summer in 17.
Okay. And the bid goes out in September of 15 for the Springbrook and 99W.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When do you think construction on that will start?
The bid is the first part of September, so September, October, probably maybe not even till November before they get started on that. It just, a lot of it depends on how quickly they turn their paperwork around and we can get it out the door. And also they, you know, we set forth kind of what we think our schedule would be for the construction, but they have the opportunity to provide us with a schedule and what they think. So we'll have to see, but I would assume, you know, before Thanksgiving.
And the three contracts are all timed by our calculations to finish it very
yeah.
close to the same time. So they all kind of should come online about that same time at the end of September of 17.
Okay, great.
What is the plan for the rerouting of traffic between 99 and Winooski on Springbrook Road? Is there a detour plan? How do you plan on rerouting traffic that would normally go down Springbrook?
I don't know yet. That's part of what we're doing with the design piece. So probably could tell you better about that around the first of the year, probably.
Okay.
So
that's probably going to be the biggest impact for us on the Traffic Safety Committee is citizenry upset with the headache on Springbrook.
Yeah.
And
so,
on 219.
Oh, absolutely. I think you're right.
So probably around the first of the year, if you want to contact me and I can tell you where we're at with that, and then possibly we could come back and I can bring a traffic control person or how and have mm-hmm. them kind of talk through what's going to happen.
Might be a good idea to involve the residents of the area and businesses
yeah.
as well, at least
yeah.
in terms of public outreach, because that really is going to be a
yeah.
pretty big
yeah.
nightmare. And with subdivisions so close,
yeah.
The last thing we really want to have is a lot of side traffic over on the east side of Springbrook,
yeah.
on the east side of 219,
yeah.
and the same thing on the west side.
Yeah.
Understand. And part of the discussion and the reason Kelly may not know, you know, exactly what's going to happen. Part of the discussion is in staging that, you know, we're building a lot of new road. So the question becomes, is it, you know, more advantageous to, you know, kind of limp along and build half of it at a time, or is it better to close a short stretch and detour around it and just go like crazy for that short stretch?
Yeah,
so that'll be some of the discussion we have to have. Is exactly
that's where
that.
Having good data and traffic studies well ahead of time, especially
yeah.
after the school year starts,
right,
is going to be really important, I think.
Yeah.
And
right.
I would suggest going all the way as far south as Wilsonville Road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it'll be all.
Because that's a big source of traffic from the mountain areas,
yeah.
people
right.
coming out. This
yeah.
way to
agreed.
Get their kids to school. So
yeah.
it's normally kind of a very, very busy, high traffic time, especially in the mornings. Afternoons, of course,
yeah.
are bad too. But that's going to be probably one of the biggest headaches. And if we can do community
oh, no.
outreach ahead of time,
oh,
and
yeah.
let people know that there are
yeah.
other routes so they don't get stuck, they know ahead of time where to go and where not to go and why.
And we have a public involvement consultant that's helping us with all that, so we would definitely want to let people know ahead of time what's going on and everything else. So, but yeah, if you contact me after the first year, we can kind of work things out and see what we can get set up.
I know last winter there was conversations at the council level with the residents living on Wilsonville Road and their fear that
mm-hmm.
it was going to create a freeway between I-5.
Right.
And the bypass, has there been any more discussion about that or resolution on that? Hope for the best and wait to see what happens.
The primary outcomes of that have been that we've increased the level of signage that we're going to put on the bypass around what happens when you get to 219.
Can I ask you to hit that mic just so we can record it? There you go.
Turn it off. I'm sorry. Yeah, the primary discussion has been how to appropriately sign it so that people know what to do when they get to 219, that Wilsonville Road is not necessarily the route to get to either I-5 or to Portland. So, and the other elements are we've agreed that we will do some studies immediately after the both before and immediately after the opening to determine are their fears real? You know, I mean, quite honestly, our traffic studies don't indicate that what's going to happen, what they believe is going to happen is going to happen. They, on the other hand, believe it is. So we're going to verify exactly what is happening after opening, and then we'll regroup and figure out what we need to do to mitigate what the reality is, what the actual event is.
Is there any signage just going up on the Wilsonville side of it saying, directing or alerting or informing people that there could be a bypass or a shortcut to the coast instead of going up over through Sherwood and such?
That would be county signing.
I guess part of our education is that we had a situation here in Newburgh several years ago where if people came through Newburgh to go to the Allison Inn, it told them to get off on Vermilion and go to a residential street instead of going Springbrook, or Highway 99W to Springbrook. And so we had all of the residents from Vermilion in here saying our traffic just quadrupled because if you Googled it or whatever, it said to go this route.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of wondering if that might be another problem we have, people coming from the south or the north.
We've tried using the GPS to get a route in through there, and with the couple that we've tried, it never brings up Wilsonville Road as the main route to take.
And one of the things, we have talked with people that develop those sorts of things, and one of the issues, the reason it does it is has to do somewhat with the classification of the road.
Right.
So the appropriate classifications will be for, you know, through traffic is going to be down 99 or down McKay Road in Marion County. So it should be, because in Yamhill County, it's only listed as a minor collector. It really shouldn't ever come up as a flag as a through route on the GPS. Will it?
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. You know,
once the secret's out.
Yeah. Well, it's more how their software looks it up. If you're gonna just trust the box, it's more what that says, not than necessarily what the secret is. What we do know is it takes a lot longer to go from Wilsonville that way than it would to go via McKay. So I don't know that it'll be that much of a secret, you know, for people that are really trying to do the through travels.
Not to add any more raises to this pile of pudding, but McKay Road attaches onto 219. McKay Road's it's the Newburgh exit off of I-5 where Travel Centers of America is, and there's a new Shell station there.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of traffic comes from that direction up into Newburgh.
Correct.
Might want to suggest informing, I guess, that there's going to be construction on 219 and Springbrook Road, because it's not listed, I think, as a major connector, but it's definitely a big influence in the area. I mean, when I take I-5 and come north, that's how I get to Newburgh, and
absolutely,
I'm not the only one that does that.
And I guess I'm
it's a little further south than I think your area of focus has been. But it's a relatively
I'm trying to think where the appropriate place to put that sort of notification would be. I mean,
that's your job.
I understand. That's what I'm trying, you know.
Maybe somewhere close to the truck stop so that freight know.
Well, certainly.
Maybe the way station that's on that road as well.
All of the notification, I mean, the freight industry is well plugged into things like Trip Check and all of those, and they will all, will all be well vetted. Absolutely. The casual driver, it's a little more of a hurdle in how we get them. I don't know that there's much coming northbound in the way of large informational signs, but we'll definitely try and figure that out.
I don't think there is any.
No, there isn't. There's
Eugene. don't think that counts.
Yeah, exactly.
Do anybody from Planning Commission have any input or questions? Okay.
As you know, other than, we've got the one part, there's always, people are always asking us about, all right, we got this phase going on, what about phase one and phase three? Whatever, you know.
The rest of the bypass.
Yeah. The rest of the project.
And frankly, we don't know the answer to that. We have no identified funding right now. And it's really a case of when the money comes, we'll be on it.
Something our grandchildren can worry about.
Yeah.
Well, there's already a lot of political effort to start filling those coffers. Frankly, the Parkway Committee that Yamhill County has put together, that your mayor sits on, and actually several local business people, have already started the outreach to cross that bridge.
Good. Good to hear. So, anything else from the commission? Thank you very much for your time and
thank you.
Being willing to come and inform us and stuff, and we'll try to keep up with you and around the first of the year to kind of see. That way, my hope is that we can have a really good dialogue, so when people show up here and we don't have the answers, we can.
And I would leave a stack of my business cards so that as you want, you can get them. And if something comes up, you got a question, email me. Don't hesitate to contact us, and we'll try and resolve whatever the issues are. It's going to be an exciting next 3 years.
Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate it. So next item is a presentation of the transportation system plan update. So Jessica?
Yes, we had a technical issue and Mary's printing copies of the so we might need to take a 5-minute recess.
All right, let's take a 5-minute recess then.